our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I've been away, but I come back and I see the Great Whoosh has been happening. We're trying to get to $400,000 in the lockbox. That's our goal, $332,853 right now.
Well, the good news is we have less than $70,000 to go to get to the $400,000 mark, to get the $10,000, which has been promised and pledged to us if we can do this, by three wonderful people, two in Pittsfield, in honor of the Barrington stage, and one in our own friend Tony Miolo, who is just such a great guy and really loves the station and wants to support it. And so we could do this. Now we have $70,000 to go. We need today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, up till 6 o'clock on Monday morning, and it is going to be close. We need everybody to just go and do something, and we'll be there. And that will bring us so far in the drive, so close. So I'm depending on everybody to just do it because of the passion, the love for the radio station, and what it means to you. So do what you can, please. It's Alan, and I'm asking you. Thanks.
WAMC.org. Why not do it right now?
Oh, yeah. Now's a great time to do it. You just go to WAMC.org, and then there'll be all the stuff you need to do.
Well, we're, of course, watching a presidential contest every day. Another headline. Here's one this morning, Alan. Hillary Clinton to paint a grim future under Trump's foreign policy. Will that matter?
Well, the real question here is water and the duck. And when you say, what do you mean water and the duck? Well, Trump says some very provocative and sometimes very silly things. But no matter what he says, it doesn't seem to affect the core group that have been voting for him in primaries. In the general election polling, it is a statistical dead heat. These guys are within inches of each other. And it really does tell us something about the way in which the United States is polarized. You know, you can say one thing on one day for Trump and another thing on another day, and it just doesn't seem to matter. You know, he's now picking on the press. And people say, well, how can he do that? Isn't that stupid? No, people in this country don't like the press. And so what he's done is to pick out places where he can stand on other people's shoulders in order to make his case. It's going to be a very, very contentious run for president on his part. Hillary Clinton is not always helping her own case. Bernie Sanders certainly isn't helping Hillary Clinton because he says, I'm going into the convention now. I've got enough money to do it, and I'm going to bring all the superdelegates together, and I'm going to tell them why they should vote for me and why I'll do better than Hillary Clinton. And this has led the Democratic Party to some disarray.
Now to this from the State Politics blog. For the first time this election cycle, Quinnipiac pollsters added Libertarian Gary Johnson and the Green Party's Jill Stein to the mix, and they pulled in 5 and 3% respectively. With those additional choices, Clinton's lead over Trump shrank to 40% to 38%.
Right. I don't know. I mean, it's a very unclear situation. One would think that the registered Republicans who find Trump such an anathema would go over to the Libertarian side. This poll is not exactly showing that. The Bernie people going to Jill Stein, I'm not surprised by that 3%, and I think that will decrease as the election comes closer and there is a choice to be made between a Trump and a Hillary, if in fact she is the candidate. So this is early, but we're talking about the Libertarian candidates, both of whom are respectable former governors. These guys have some real credentials, and I have a feeling it will be a protest channel.
Putting your Medical Monday hat on. We always see these ads and they end with a list of side effects, often going by so fast you can't keep track of them.
It's enough to make you frightened.
Indeed. And apparently many are osteoporosis drugs shunned for fear of rare side effects, rotting jaws and snapped thigh bones.
This has been around for a while, David, and those people who have osteoporosis were offered all kinds of chances. You know, instead of taking drugs that you have to take all the time, you take a shot every year. There have been rare cases in which some of these drugs have been called into question and therefore have, you know, a reputation of not being that good for you. So yes, every drug has side effects. And sometimes you got to be very careful about what you're doing. Hey, it seems to me that half the country's on statins right now. And there's a lot written about that, too.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Lockbox, WAMC.org. It's open now.
David, it's so important.